Tess Gerritsen wasn't always a thriller writer. She was on maternity leave from her job as a physician when she began to write fiction. She's now the author of more than 15 thrillers, 10 of which detail the cases of Jane Rosoli, a police detective, and Maura Iles, a medical examiner. Rosoli and Iles, a new television show based on Gerritsen's novels, is a hit on TNT. Gerritsen says writing the books in the Rosoli and Iles series has helped her explore aspects of her own personality. Rosoli is an outsider working as a female homicide detective in an otherwise all-male unit. Iles is the Mr. Spock of the pair, a medical examiner who wants to understand the logic of why things happen. Her latest novel, Last to Die, is out today, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Tess Gerritsen to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
I assume you still get excited when a new book comes out.
Yes, I do. I mean, it never gets old, the thrill of seeing a book on the stands and thinking, that came out of my head somewhere.
What was it about that time on maternity leave? I mean, how interested were you earlier in your life in writing stories and the thoughts in your head that, oh, you had a novel in you?
I've always wanted to be a writer. At least, as far as I can remember, I wrote my first book when I was 7 years old. But my father told me I really needed to go to medical school to make a living. So that's how I ended up taking that detour as a doctor.
Is that, can you compare them as livings?
Well, you know, when you're a successful writer, you can actually do better than you can as a doctor. The real difference is that as a writer, you give yourself full rein to make stuff up. And it's a lot like playing. I think for me, writing is playing. So I never feel that I really have to work a day in my life because this is what I want to do.
And it is very solitary in the sense of the writing aspect of it, of actually the work. And is that something that you enjoy, that time where you can play and create?
I do. You know, in some ways, I'm very much like my character, Maura Iles. We're both loners. We're very comfortable with ourselves, and I don't mind sitting in my office all day doing what I like to do.
When the idea came for the series, was it your intention to say, I would like to investigate a series and look at a series character, or did that come out of necessity and want?
I had no plans to do a series. When I wrote the very first book where Jane Rosoli walks on, it was The Surgeon. It was supposed to be a standalone book, and Jane Rosoli was going to die. I had her death planned out probably at the end of the story. But as soon as she walked on, she was so vivid. She seemed so real to me. And she was really interesting in that she was an outsider, as you earlier mentioned. And I'm Asian American, so I've always felt like the outsider. You have to fight to be accepted. By the end of the story, I thought, you know, Jane doesn't deserve to die. She's a really smart girl who really has done the best work of anybody in her squad. So I let her survive, and then I wanted to write another book with Jane. And in the course of these 10 books, she's grown, she's developed, she's changed. She now has a friend, Maura Iles, who came in on the second book. And both women, their friendship has grown organically, the way real friendships in real life do.
This book is a very emotional case for both women.
I think that all my stories are emotional, and that's where I get my stories from. It's feeling. I feel my way through a book. I'm not necessarily logical about the plot. It's really what scares me, what frightens me, what makes me angry. And I think that Jane really operates also on an emotional level.
In this book, we meet a character by the name of Teddy Clock. He had survived. He barely escaped when his entire family was slaughtered, and now he is a survivor of his foster family's mass murder, and once again an orphan, and that is a very traumatic story.
Yes, you know, I'm interested in teenagers. I raised two sons, and I like teenagers. It's kind of odd, I know. But, especially teenage boys, I find them fascinating. So here in this story, we bring together three young teenagers who have all survived massacres of both their families and their foster families. And the mystery at hand is, what links these three kids together? Why were all their families killed, and why is somebody still trying to kill them? And it's, you know, I came up with this mystery early on, and I had to write the book to find out what the answer was.
And it takes place at a boarding school where everything seems just a little bit off, I guess.
Yeah, it's a strange boarding school called Evensong. It's in the middle of the Maine wilderness. And what's interesting about it is that these kids that attend the Evensong School are all extraordinary children. Extraordinary in the sense that they're victims. They have all been traumatized by violent crime. And this school is there to help them not only heal, but also to train them as crime fighters, future crime fighters. So imagine a high school where you show up for physics class and they teach you about blood splatters. Mm. Or you show up for botany class and they help you identify poisonous plants. That is the kind of tools that these kids are being furnished with for their future.
What is it about this type of book, a suspense, a thriller, do you think that we as an audience like? We love this stuff.
We love scary stuff, and that's why we ride roller coasters.
Right.
I think that with mysteries in particular, it's a safe way to explore your deepest fears. You know, you open a book, you know everything will probably turn out okay, and you're perfectly safe lying in bed with the book in your lap. I think in particular, my audience, for my audience, you'll notice that a lot of the victims in my books are female. And I think it's because we women feel vulnerable in society, and this is our way to safely explore what would we do in this situation? How would we survive? How did these characters survive? Does this give us some kind of clue to our own survival? So that's a lot of the thrill of reading a mystery like this, in that we identify with the victims, not the heroes necessarily.
And was it the same when you are, when as a physician, of identifying with a victim?
Well, as a physician, you hopefully identify with your patients. You identify with their pain. You're sympathetic to that pain because that's why you're there, to help them. If you don't have that empathy, I think it makes you not such a good physician.
Did you find that there are physicians? I mean, I guess.
Oh, you're going to make me tell tales.
No, I'm interested. I mean, I have my own opinion that there's doctors out there that don't have empathy, but it seems like most of it are in it for, you know, the right reasons. But also that maybe there is a system that is put in place that makes that more difficult.
Well, I think the system that's put in place it really emphasizes scientific knowledge, and it requires you to get great grades in college, and it's just like this, you know, they put you through these hoops that you have to jump through, and in a way it wades out the people who are there because they're there because of empathy, and it replaces it with people who are really competitive, good competitors. So I don't know if that's part of the issue. I think that medical schools are very aware that they want to turn out good doctors who are good human beings, and it's the education is changing a little bit. Now I understand that there's a great deal of emphasis on patient interactions, and medical students are thrown into that relationship with the patient early on.
And that medical background you still get to use within the context of the books. I assume that comes in handy.
It sure does. When it comes to medical terminology or how Dr. Maura Iles thinks, I can just draw on my own experience. I don't have to go running to ask a doctor. So in a way, it's a little, that gives me a little shorthand when I write the stories.
Rosalien Iles is now a hit series on TNT. Were you at all apprehensive about having these characters go to television?
You always, as a novelist, you worry that your babies make it to the screen unscathed.
Right.
As it turned out, they have come to the screen, they've become glamorized and beautiful and funny. And I enjoy the show. I think it's a great entertainment. So even though they're different from my sort of darker characters, it is, I like to say, a variation on a melody that I wrote.
Angie Harmon and Sasha Alexander star in the show, which is very popular. Does that lead to more people reading the books, more people discovering the source material?
I think it does. I think a lot of people watch the show and then they see, based on the series of novels by, and think, oh, I had no idea these were books. So I am finding a lot more readers because of the TV show.
When you do you still like writing standalones? That one book that is out there is okay. I'm going to take a break.
Yeah, you know, standalones are the books that are the books of your heart. They're the books that you just can't help but write. Right now, I know my audience wants the Rizzoli and Isles book, so I'm trying to write those. But there are books of the heart that are sitting there, and I'm thinking, I'd like to write that story someday when I have the time.
Oh, and someday you'll have the time, right?
Yeah, I know, and then of course the day never comes. I guess I'll have to do that in my, you know, when I'm sitting in a nursing home someday.
Tess Gerritsen is the author of the brand new Rizzoli and Isles Last to Die. It is out today from Ballantine Books, and of course the Rizzoli and Isles series is on TNT. Tess Gerritsen, a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much. Best of luck with all your endeavors. I appreciate you being here this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you. Again, Tess Gerritsen is the author of Last to Die, the new Rizzoli and Isles novel by Tess Gerritsen. It is published by Ballantine, and the Rizzoli and Isles series is on TNT. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.